Nick and then Paul.
Chairman, perhaps just something to think about, but obviously things are beginning to move on West Kowloon, and I'm just thinking aloud now, but obviously we need to establish, if you like, a working relationship with that body going forward, and I think we need to give some face, some thought as to how we interface with the board and with the authority going forward. It might be just that initially we have a lunch with the members to get to know, talk to them, explain what where we're coming from on harbour principles and the like. But obviously over time I think we do need to develop a fairly close working relationship because we will have views on many of the issues that they're going to, many of the projects they're going to embark on.
Well, Nick, your friends will bring it up. I was going to bring it up anyway. Okay. I happen to be one of the members of the newly formed the West Kowloon board. Okay. There have been some preliminary discussion, but the intention of the West Kowloon management board is to ask HEC to be what they call a collaborator or partner. Lunch or no lunch included, but anyway, they'll be fine. In two aspects. One is to make sure we have this farmland properly done. The other is the overall design of the 40 acres, in terms of the impact on the waterfront and so on. So I think before long we will be sitting down with them. Okay. Please.
As I reported earlier, and the Secretary was here, I had a meeting with the CDD yesterday about Kaitak after having made an objection to a gazetting of a road amendment work, and spent 2 hours at their office to get an update of their works. And I found that on both sides it was a very meaningful experience. Also, CDD expressed an interest in further engagement. Although their next task is to get the engineering resolved, they also mentioned that they may want to visit the ATC at some future stage. The issue that we found ourselves somewhat in a questionable situation is the detailed planning stage. What we identified basically is now the land has been parcelled, Kaitak has been parcelled. So the detailed planning for each parcel is going to depend on who is going to do it. So the ozone will go LCSD, and then the cruise terminal is whoever. And then where does the overall planning come in, and the overall look at it, and how are we involved? And that involvement is currently not existing. The CDD says, well, we can identify which of these projects are moving ahead at some stage and suggest you're going to talk with them, but the overall continuous look at the plan overall. The good thing is that the person in charge at CDD is actually an architect, so who looks at it so more from a built form and not just from an engineering point of view. But I understand, and from my conversation definitely yesterday, I think it would be very good for an organization like the ATC to be continuously involved in that process to avoid issues later on. Now, how we establish that and make that an ongoing working relationship, that has to be decided. But I invite that we are making a decision on that we are going to do this by starting maybe having a presentation, but maybe for the Bureau and the task force to decide how we can most appropriately link the two together so there is continuous input. We just went through a number of things that could be leading to surprises. The cycle tracks was one thing. The example of the Star Ferry Pier here in Central, that after they were built, we now find out that we can't do anything at ground level anymore because everything is with engineering facilities, manholes, doors, technical things. You can't do anything anymore. And basically, no user has ever used it. Look at it. The pier itself, Central Ferry Pier, was designed to have restaurants in there. But the word designed is somewhat very limited. There is no system for air conditioning, and there is no system for an exhaust for a kitchen. So the restaurants that are now operating in it had to make all kind of strange provisions for that, because when they designed the pier, nobody ever looked at it. And I'm just using this as an example. It is important as we go forward that there are these ongoing debates and discussions so that people can identify problems and then advance them and continuously improve plans. And if that debate doesn't take place, then there is no opportunity for that to happen. It's not as a matter of putting roadblocks down. No, it's just as a matter of helping things to get better. And so we can resolve that. That would be a fantastic thing. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. I'm not sure whether maybe we can ask the Secretary to take a look at the possibility of having a dialogue with the project people, and somewhere down the road we could invite them, John, to have a little discussion. Is that possible? Yes, John, please.
I think, our colleagues have now got a chance to talk to Paul the other day, but we do plan to consult HEC as soon as we have come up with more detailed engineering review results. We've just gone through the stage of planning review and we've come up with a new plan, right? And subsequent to that, we are doing the engineering review. But until we have some framework, some ideas as to the engineering packages, otherwise we'll be repeating what we've been consulting people on the plan. So our schedule is that we'll probably be consulting HEC towards the end of this year or early next year. Right? And then there will be also, of course, a process of public consultation as for other public works projects before we ask for funding, even before the project's been approved for funding by the PwC and Finance Committee. So, I mean, there will definitely be a process of public engagement and public consultation.
Sorry, just while we're on Kitak, I mean, I think at some stage, once the government gets its thinking clear, if you like, the cruise terminal ought to come. We ought to have a look at the cruise terminal, because particularly it's now all going to be driven by government. It's no longer a private sector initiative. So government should be at some stage able to come and brief us on what they're proposing to do. I think that's a critical element of Kitak going forward.
Can I just echo Paul's point earlier about the central urban design study and the stakeholder engagement there? I think the public engagement is fine. I think that's the base. But I think what's important moving forward is that specific stakeholder engagement. And I do think that the sort of the provisions Paul's talking about in terms of whether it's in a ferry pier or whatever built form that's coming is very much about the user experience and the businesses, etc., that will come in. And I think that specific stakeholder mapping and then stakeholder engagement with those specific end users is going to be a very important part moving forward. And that's what really will enhance the final design and really make it livable. Just one last point on in terms of how, from a mindset point of view, where I think we've got to start getting to in Hong Kong, given some of the bigger challenges we've got in terms of sustainability with making Hong Kong a low-carbon city, etc. We've really got to start to move to life cycle costing of projects and away from just simple CapEx look. So we've got to move on to that, looking at life cycle costing, life cycle analysis in the sustainability context. And that's a big transition from where we are today. There's been some preliminary work done by EMSD and Housing Authority in Hong Kong. I was involved in one of those studies for Housing Authority. So I know it's very comprehensive work. But when you're moving that on to macro planning and design, then it's very complicated, it's very detailed, there's a lot of things to consider. But I still think it's very important to put into the mix early, because again, CapEx decisions made without thinking of the OpEx is going to lead us into the wrong outcomes. Okay, thanks.
Paul, please.
Yeah, may I respond to John? I don't think it's what I'm suggesting here is that it is at the engineers come back to us whenever they feel they're ready to go and gazette something. I think it is a continuous improvement, means continuous involvement. A good example for them is when the MTR built the cable car along Tao, they had a sustainability advisory board on the project, which was constantly involved. There quite a number of stakeholders were involved there. And that has been very good. As they went through the project and went through all the planning stages, they were always involved and they always had that feedback. And I understand that CDD has feedback at times from the district council members, but of course district council members by nature are somewhat parochial. They are looking after their district, not necessarily after territorial requirements. They're looking after district requirements for their voters. So it is good to consider that, and the HSC could play that role, as we have always had, and we know the issue because we've been involved in the broad land use planning. At the end of that discussion, under WK, in the minutes, in his committee, and the minutes are there to show that, there were issues brought up from our side, and the response was at that time, don't worry, these are just the broad land issues, broad land plan. We'll deal them in detailed states. But we are not dealing with, we're not involved in that detailed planning state, and so whenever we are going to be. So the continuous involvement, we used to have continuous sight as we were going through the broad land use planning process. But now we have no site, and we have not a continuous process. If it's on a regular basis where there is a report, and if we don't get in a regular reporting relationship, I don't think then we can be ahead of the issues, and we're going to be running after. Then they become roadblocks and fights, objections to gazette notices and whatever, and they just become obstacles and they cause delay. But they could be advanced, they can be resolved ahead.
Well, John, maybe give you some thought and see what the...
Okay.
Yeah. You want to comment on that now?
Chairman, I have no problem with that. I will make sure that our colleagues maintain a constant dialogue with HEC.
Okay.
But of course, if HEC members have any particular views or information that they would like to get, they are welcome to come to our office.
Okay, thank you.
Another one.
I'm not sure whether we have any other questions.
No.
If not, the next meeting is December the 15th. December the 15th in the North Point, I guess this is the Plan B, right?
Plan
Playing Problem. Okay. All right, so we wish Winston, Carol, Sujata, and who else you join? Hoyan? Bon voyage. Okay, have fun.